Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and today is one of the most meaningful days for me in this series that I call Hope, Not Hate. And this is the 17th episode of this series that I'm presenting, involving prisoners of war and men and women who composed while imprisoned in various Nazi death camps scattered throughout Germany and Poland. Today's program is dedicated to Erwin Schulhoff, S-C-H-U-L-H-O-F-F. And he was born in 1894 and died in prison in 1942. So a rather short career, but an extremely prolific career. And I'm going to break tradition a little bit today on today's program because I came across this wonderful piece that he wrote titled Hot Sonata. And it's a jazz piece, believe it or not. This was written in 1930, so it's 3 years before the start of the Hope Not Hate series, which runs from 1933 to 1945. But I'm making an exception today because this is such a charming piece. And this guy, Schulhoff, was not a regular, typical musician kind of guy, I must say. I want to read something that I find very striking. His early works exhibit the influence of composers from the preceding generation, including Debussy, Scriabin, and Richard Strauss. Later, during his Dadaist phase, Schulhoff composed a number of pieces with absurdist elements. Anticipating John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds, which for those of you who are familiar with that, that's a piano piece where the pianist comes out and sits still for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. So, again, anticipating John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds, by more than 30 years, Schulhoff's In Futurum, written in 1919 when he was 25 years old, is a silent piece composed entirely of rests, with the interpretive instruction, the whole piece with free expression and feeling, always until the end. The composition is notated in great rhythmic detail, employing bizarre time signatures and intricate rhythmic patterns. And all of this while the pianist sits there. This gentleman wrote jazz. He was a pianist himself. Dvorak encouraged him in his earliest musical studies, which began at the Prague Conservatory when he was only 10 years old. Well, we'll come back to a little bit more about Mr. Schulhoff, but I'm going to play his Hot Sonata, which is for alto saxophone, played by Leo van Oostrom, and piano, Gerard Buhuis. Again, written in 1930.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll come back to Mr. Schulhoff in another program. Suffice to say today, in June of 1941, Schulhoff was deported to the Wurzburg prison near Weissenburg, Bavaria. He died there on August 18, 1942, from tuberculosis. And what is so inspiring is to think what these men and women went through and yet were able to create such wonderful music. Francesco Latorre says it best, though. If music like this isn't performed, it stays imprisoned. And so, as I said, I'm going to talk more about this gentleman in a later program. It's just wonderful, the music that he produced in this short period of time. We're going to listen now to his Symphony No. 4, written between 1936 and 1937. This is with baritone singer Roman Janal and the Czech Radio Orchestra, conducted by Vladimir Valek.
Thank you. poi tu mracciona, tale poi tu fodi. Missus Rosegni, наш остатній тек знає дно слово, чесно. Диві білі вокна, все ще шпарів музе, диві білі наше уші страве. Редактор субтитров А.Семкин Корректор А.Егорова.
nascissimi, ohen schramot umcis nivi semmi picio. Zafle pomirajoci tu lešimi, с нами с кровавим проповедью.
Today's program, number 17 in a series I've titled Hope, Not Hate, was dedicated to Erwin Schulhoff, and we just heard his Symphony No. 4. Thanks for joining me here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.